Our AccuWeather forecast, pretty plain today, partly cloudy, high around 38. Tonight could get interesting, a wintry mix developing later on. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, morning rain, snow showers becoming all rain by afternoon, and a high of about 39 degrees. Other parts of the Badger State starting tomorrow, going to start to get hammered with a lot of snow. What used to be the home to fire station number one for the village of Pleasant Prairie is now the auditorium for the village hall, and that is going to be formally dedicated in a ceremony at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That new facility on the south side of the complex has a capacity of 300. The main fire station was relocated last year to new digs at Highway ML east of 39th Avenue. The old village auditorium, which is on the north side of the village hall, that has been converted into municipal court space. The Pleasant Prairie Village Board to hold its very first meeting in the new auditorium at 6 tonight, right after the dedication ceremony. You've got more registered vehicles in Wisconsin than ever before, according to numbers out from the State Department of Transportation. Amber Graff with the Division of Motor Vehicles says, based on those numbers, Wisconsinites clearly love their trucks.
That continues to be the most popular vehicle class in Wisconsin. Right now, there are about 2.75 million registered trucks in Wisconsin, and that includes pickups, vans, and SUVs. In addition, we have 2.2 million autos, about 487,000 trailers, and 366,000 motorcycles currently registered in Wisconsin.
When it comes to renewing your annual vehicle registration, one easy paperless option, subscribe to the DMV's e-Notify service. When you sign up for that on the website, renewal notices are sent to you by email. You can also have them sent by text on your mobile device. This is the last day for Kenosha County residents to sign up for the Sheriff's Department's Citizens Academy. It begins on March 7th, a chance to learn more about law enforcement and the job that deputies have to perform every day. It's 8 weeks involved, 3 hours on Mondays at the Kenosha Downtown Public Safety Building. Information still online at kenoshacounty.org. The Racine Unified School District may be setting up a mental health advisory panel in the near future to help deal with student issues that relate to changing in the school climate. It's all part of a plan by administration toward an atmosphere for better learning. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion telling the Board of Education recently that having a group of experts, something that came out of a bunch of listening sessions.
Look at the research, look at the trends that are happening across the district, develop a vision and mission for this particular committee, and then work throughout the year to help implement various programs or do different types of school-based mental health type events at the schools.
Dr. Gallion saying that the task force could be comprised of social workers, counselors, psychologists, community therapists, and others engaging in this ongoing discussion about mental health. The Gateway Technical College Foundation accepting nominations for the annual Distinguished Alumni Award. It goes to a Gateway graduate who's achieved an exemplary level of excellence in their field, made significant contributions to that field, exhibited outstanding leadership, character, and service. It's awarded during the commencement ceremonies in May. Letters of nomination are due at the foundation office by March the 15th. You can download the form at the Gateway website. A reminder, you can cast as of today an early vote for the February 16th primary election at municipal clerk's offices during the normal business hours Monday through Friday up until February the 12th. State Natural Resources Board approving plans to issue a record number of bear harvest permits later this year. DNR wildlife biologist Dave McFarland says the goal, stabilizing bear population numbers in the North Woods, also meeting the growing interest in bear hunting.
Interest in bear hunting in Wisconsin continues to grow. Every year seems to be a record year for number of applicants, and 2016 is no different. This year we had over 109,000 people apply for a hunting permit.
The board authorizing the issuance of 11,500 permits, a harvest quota of just over 4,700 bears. Racine Unified School Board holding a work session tonight. The agenda includes more about the high school transformation professional development planning process, an update on the Jane's calendar, possibly dropping the year-round schedule, which has been around since 1994. There's a status report on referendum spending as well as school construction progress, and a report on the proposed acquisition of the Sportsplex in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park, for which a feasibility study is being undertaken. Unified's Chief Operations Officer, David Hazen, saying that 7.5-acre complex could cost about $5.2 million. Aldermen in Kenosha, they are scheduled to plow into a resolution this evening, which would amend the city's snow removal policy.
The change is being requested by Alderman David Bogdala, a frequent critic of the city's snowplowing operation. He originally submitted a proposal that would require plowing operations to begin after 2 inches of snow has fallen instead of the current 4, and that all streets in the city be salted after every storm. The resolution going before the Finance and Public Works Committees this evening keeps the 2-inch standard for plowing, but would require salting on as many streets as possible, but no less than the standard originally set forth in the approved snow removal guidelines. Depending on what the two committees decide, the resolution could come before the full council for a vote later in the evening. The council is also scheduled to vote on conditional use permits for a new sports arena at Bradford High School and improvements to Amici Field at Tremper. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
City of Burlington, Burlington School District, and Racine County talking cooperatively about the possibility of a shared operational facility. It's on Tuesday night's Burlington Council agenda, but the school board will talk about it tonight. The county is now supposed to chime in before the end of the month. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave already stating that there are plans to tear down the service center on North Main Street in Burlington next year due to cost issues related to maintenance. All three governing groups acknowledged the need for additional or new space to house some of their operations. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.